There has been another warning from the United Nations about the deteriorating situation in Gaza, which it has described as hellish. On the 60th day of its offensive and as its army continues to push south, Israel has ordered the evacuation of a fifth of the city of Khan Yunis. But the UN says about 80% of Gaza's population is already displaced and people are running out of places to go. Meanwhile, while at the UN headquarters in New York, Israel has been presenting evidence of sexual violence committed by Hamas during its October the 7th attack. For more, we can talk now to the BBC's Middle East correspondent, Hugo Bachega. Hugo, what's been happening in Gaza overnight?
So the Israeli bombardment of Gaza continues, and Khan Yunis, as you mentioned, is the key focus here, because this is not only a major city in the south, but this is also where the Israeli authorities believe that members of the Hamas leadership could be hiding. So the ground offensive has begun, and tanks have been seen around Khan Yunis. And again, people have been told to evacuate parts of Khan Yunis. And hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have fled the northern part of the strip. They had been sheltering in Khan Yunis. So again, it's another wave of displacement. It's another wave of people being told to flee. And I think what is happening is that, well, A, the Israelis have given these evacuation orders, telling people to leave. It's a very complex system because they've published this map of Gaza divided in hundreds of different blocks. So people need to identify in which block they are living, and then they're being told to move to places that have been designated as safe zones and shelters by the Israeli military. What we're hearing from people in Khan Yunis is that it is extremely difficult for those people to first access this kind of information, because it requires people to have access to the internet, electricity. We know that both electricity and internet have been very, very limited in Gaza. And those people are being instructed to go to shelters which have, are overcrowded, don't have, basic supplies. So it is an extremely desperate situation for the population of Gaza. And we're hearing those warnings from UN officials saying that more needs to be done to help the population of Gaza.
And as things stand, is any aid getting in at the moment?
So it's very limited. So we know that aid is getting in from Rafah, from Egypt into Rafah. This is the only crossing that is open at the moment. And again, aid agencies, the UN, have been saying that the supplies that have been entering Gaza at the moment are not enough to meet Gaza's aid needs. And they've been, urging the Israelis to open up more crossing points, such as the Keren Shalom border crossing, to allow more trucks with aid, with basic supplies, to get into Gaza. And it's not only about, the supplies, but it's also about, the conditions in those shelters and also in hospitals. We're seeing, pictures and accounts from doctors operating, working in some of the main hospitals in the southern parts of Gaza. And they say that, they are overwhelmed with the large number of casualties as a result of those Israeli bombardments. We've seen a large number of children being affected by those airstrikes in particular. And they say that they may have to stop taking in more patients because they simply don't have the resources, they don't have the capacity to keep treating these numbers of people who are, being affected by those bombardments.
In recent days, the United States has been more critical of Israel, saying that too many civilians in Gaza are being killed. How has this criticism been received by Israel?
Yeah, I think it's very, very interesting, because we heard on the weekend from two senior American officials. We heard from the Vice President, Kamala Harris, saying that while Israel had a right to defend itself, too many Palestinians had been killed already. And I think very strong words from the U.S. Defense Secretary, who essentially said that A, Israel had a moral responsibility to protect the civilian population, and B, he said, and I think this was a very strong warning, that Israel risked pushing, you know, the Palestinian civilian population into the arms of Hamas because of the ferocity of these attacks and because of the devastation that this war is causing in Gaza, and saying that the Israelis risked turning a tactical victory into a strategic defeat. In other words, that more people could be, you know, supporting Hamas because of what's happening in Gaza. So strong words from the Americans. Again, I think the message from the Biden administration is that the Israelis need to do more to protect the civilian population in Gaza, that the Israeli army cannot repeat in the south what it did in the north. In other words, the widespread destruction that we saw in the north, thousands of Palestinians killed, of the offensive. Now, the Israelis are saying that they are taking measures to protect the population. I think one of the measures is the, you know, distribution of those maps. But again, lots of people, you know, concerned that the population may not be, you know, be able to access that kind of information. But the Israelis say they're doing what they can to protect the civilian population. But again, they say that the goal of this operation is to eliminate Hamas.
Hugo, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. That was BBC Middle East correspondent Hugo Bachega.